The second reading today, St. Paul tells us that it is now the hour for us to wake from sleep, because our salvation is nearer than when we first received the faith. And he talks about the fact that we need to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. What we have to ask ourselves first and foremost is, do we really want to do that? It's interesting at this time of the year when it gets so dark and we recognize that there is the kingdom of darkness, which our Lord tells us that we have been freed from, and there is the kingdom of light into which we have been brought. Do we want that light? Do we want to throw off the works of darkness, which are the works of Satan, put on the works of light, which are the works of God? Do we really want that? The problem is most people who call themselves Catholic really don't. We just want to be like everyone else. Bunch of pagans. We want to go to church on Sunday. We want to say that we believe in God, but we don't want to be holy. We don't really want to grow. We don't really want what God is offering. We listen to the first reading and we hear that we are to come to the house of the Lord to be able to receive instruction. Once again, do you want the instruction of God? We have made almost a studied way of saying no. We want to ignore what God has to say, but we're going to listen to what the devil has to say. We're going to listen to what the talking heads on TV say. We're going to listen to the podcast people and what they have to say, but we're going to ignore God. Is that really what we want to do? This is the time to really think about this. Because the Lord tells us in the gospel reading that when he comes, it's going to be similar to what happened at the time of Noah. People are just carrying on. Think of what happened when our Lord came as a baby. Everybody ignored him. Even when the Magi came, did the people want the Messiah? No. They rejected him. We were told that they were all shaken and upset, like trees blowing in the wind. They didn't want him. Even when the high priests were called in by Herod to say, where is the Messiah going to be born? Were they interested to go see? No. They were too busy with all of their things that were going on. And we can't say that they didn't know. St. Mark's gospel, for instance, begins with the point that it was a time of expectation. The people knew exactly the time because the prophet Isaiah, or the prophet Jeremiah rather, had told them that there were going to be 70 weeks. And the prophet Daniel, when he was trying to understand that, because things didn't happen in exactly 7 weeks, the Lord made clear that it was 7 weeks of years, so it was 490 years. And they knew because this was the time, the end of the 490 years. They knew what time it was. They had John the Baptist. It was a time of expectation. They knew. Did they want it? No. So right now, the world is in darkness. Do we care? Or do we want to be in the darkness too? The world has chosen against God. And tragically, again, many people who call themselves Catholic have done the exact same thing. They might give lip service to God, but their hearts are clearly far from him. And so this is a time now when we can make some changes to really look at what's important and where our focus needs to be. It's a time, if you think about it this way, to prepare with our Blessed Lady for the birth of our Lord. When a young couple is going to have a child, nothing else matters. When it comes to those last weeks before that baby is going to be born, all of the things that were so important just a few months ago now don't matter. They need to get ready for this baby. They've got things to do. They've got to get their house ready. They've got to get all the things prepared. They've got to get themselves prepared. That's what matters to them. And that's what should matter to them. We're looking at the coming of our Lord. Does it matter? At this point, if you think 2,000 years ago, where we're at with the beginning of Advent, Our Lady would have been 8 months pregnant. She has 1 month to go, preparing her heart and her soul for the coming of her son. This is our chance to prepare with her. The difference, however, is that all these things have already occurred. And so when we hear the prophet Isaiah telling us that we are to climb the mountain of the Lord, that we are to climb to the house of the Lord to receive instruction, we have to understand what that is. In the context, we could easily say, well, that's about Jerusalem and it's going up to the temple of God. But we need to look a little further. Because remember the book of the prophet Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar has this dream of this statue, the gold head and the silver torso and the bronze and the feet were steel and iron and clay and so on. And we're told that that's four different kingdoms. And then there would be a stone that was not touched by human hands. It would be hewn and it would crush those kingdoms. And then it would grow to become a mountain that would fill the whole earth. That's the mountain of the Lord. That's Jesus Christ. And when we listen again to what he himself said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. He was speaking of the temple of his body. Where was he crucified? On the mountain of the Lord, in Jerusalem. And it was there that he told us when he is lifted up from the earth, he would draw people to himself. That's what we're being invited to come to the Lord, to make this a holy season. Again, this is something that most Catholics have pretty much forgotten. Advent has become Christmas. If you've walked into a store in the last 2 months, it's all Christmas trees and all these goofy things that people are putting out on their front lawn these days. I drive by this stuff, and while on one hand there's nothing wrong with it, I ask myself, what does Christmas mean? Where's Jesus? We have Santa, and we have Rudolph, and we have elves, and we have snowmen, and we have whatever else. Fine. Where's the Lord? In most places, he's not there. It's just all this fairy tale junk. It's cute. Who cares? What is this about? Is Christmas really about Jesus? Is Christmas about presents? Is Christmas about a big dinner? Or is it about the Lord? Is this time of Advent about preparing by making sure we got all the shopping done and making sure that we've got all the decorations up? Or is this about preparing our souls? Because it's about something spiritual. You see, what we've done in our society is we've made Christmas into something secular. It's no longer about the birth of Jesus. It's just a secular holiday. And you even hear that. Season's greetings, holiday greetings. It's not Merry Christmas anymore because it's not about Jesus. You and I have to therefore make a concerted effort to make it about Jesus, to come to the house of the Lord to receive instruction. The house of the Lord is Jesus. He's the one who instructs us. And he tells us point blank that if we don't watch, we're going to be caught off guard. just like the people 2,000 years ago. Like I said, it was a time of expectation. They knew the time. They didn't care. Our Lord came. He was presented in the temple. They didn't care. He was crucified in their midst 33 years later. They didn't care. They were too busy with other things. There were other things that were more important. Now you and I have to ask the question, are there other things more important? What? What is more important than the salvation of your soul? The football game? The presence? The lights? Are those really more important? Objectively, all of us would say no. But now look at the time and the effort you're going to spend on your soul and the time and the effort you're going to spend on everything else. Probably doesn't balance out very well. And we have to ask ourselves, is my soul really what's most important here? Is seeking the instruction of the Lord what's really most important? So if I can make some suggestions. Number one, put Jesus first. Take time every single day for prayer. Every day. If you can, please come to the Adoration Chapel. He's there 24 hours a day. Come and be with him. Spend some time with him. Isn't that what we're being asked to do? Come to the house of the Lord. He's right there. Receive instruction. He's God. Where better to go? So take that time for prayer every day. And by that, I don't mean say the morning offering and, you know, stick some toast in your mouth and head to work. I'm saying prayer. Some real prayer. At least 30 minutes a day to spend with Jesus. Not just saying prayers, which is a good thing. Pray your rosary. Make sure you've got that in there. I'm talking about silence, being with the Lord in the heart, getting into the soul, listening to him. Take time every day to read the sacred scriptures. It's the word of God. If you're going to receive the instruction from the Lord, it's right there in black and white so that we can hear the word of God. We can ponder it. Really look at the question of what's most important. What is Christmas really all about? Have we bought into the secular stuff? Or is Christmas really about Jesus? Is my preparation for Christmas all about the secular things? Or is it about preparing my soul? Those are the kinds of questions every one of us needs to look at and make some pretty serious answers. Because otherwise, we're going to be caught off guard. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see what's going on right now. And yet, I'm astounded when people say, "What are you talking about? What's going on? I don't see any problem." It's like, are we deaf, dumb, and blind? We can't see, we can't hear, we can't see, can't figure it out? Because we're not praying, because we're not seeking the Lord. And therefore, we don't see that the kingdom of darkness is just taking over. So we have a choice to make. There's darkness and there's light. There's Satan and there's Jesus. Which are we going to choose? We're asked to put aside the works of darkness. Look at the sins. Let's get rid of them. Where are we going the secular way? Let's make some adjustments and get ourselves back on track and strive for holiness. So again, if you think about that time right now with our Blessed Lady, just say we've got 1 month with Our Lady to prepare for the coming of Jesus. What was she doing in that month? Spiritually. What are we doing? It's not a problem with getting presents, and there's not a problem with putting up lights. There's a problem with not praying. There's a problem with not being spiritual. So fine, we can have all those other things. That's not an issue. But make sure the priorities are right. That the secular side of things is not what's most important, and it's not what's taking up the majority of our time. But rather, that we recognize Christmas isn't about big balloons or whatever those things are that people put in their front yards. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Christmas is about salvation. Christmas is about God's love for us and our response to Him. So take this time now and make it a holy time. Listen to the Word of God. Come to Him. Climb the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. That is the Lord Jesus Himself, who is calling you to Himself. In this holy time, there are graces that are available to prepare our soul, to make sure that we are spiritually ready for the coming of the Lord.